pray, do not talk so loud. You may be overheard. I felt miserable at having made such a bad beginning, and plunged recklessly into the subject of the French plays. She spoke very little, always in the same low musical voice, and seemed as if she was afraid of someone listening. I fell passionately, stupidly in love, and the indefinable atmosphere of mystery that surrounded her excited my most ardent curiosity. When she was going away, which she did very soon after dinner, I asked her if I might call and see her. She hesitated for a moment, glanced around to see if anyone was near us, and then said, "Yes, tomorrow, at 4:45. I begged Madame de Rastail to tell me about her, but all that I could learn was that she was a widow with a beautiful house in Park Lane, and as some scientific bore began a dissertation on widows, as exemplifying the survival of the matrimonially fittest, I left and went home. The next day I arrived at Park Lane, punctual to the moment, but was told by the butler that Lady Alroy had just gone out. I went down to the club quite unhappy and very much puzzled, and after long consideration wrote her a letter asking if I might be allowed to try my chance some other afternoon. I had no answer for several days, but at last I got a little note saying that she would be home on Sunday at 4, and with this extraordinary postscript, please do not write me here again, I will explain when I see you. On Sunday she received me and was perfectly charming, but when I was going away she begged of me, if I ever had occasion to write to her again, to address my letter to Miss...